Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, and on this episode, we're going to talk about a new book by the National Academy of Sciences titled Thinking Evolutionarily. The National Research Council, a division of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, has a new book out titled Thinking Evolutionarily. The book is aimed at teachers trying to help them to teach evolution. Unsurprisingly, the book tells what it means to think evolutionarily. What is surprising, however, is how candid the book is about what thinking evolutionarily means. In the introduction and overview, it offers typical overstatements of the importance of Darwinian evolution, familiar creeds like evolution is the central unifying theme of biology, or nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. It also offers new creeds like everything in biology makes more sense in the light of evolution, or evolution, say it every day. But candidness struck an unusually high level when the book quoted one of its main backers, who stated the following about the implications of evolution. Quote, getting one's head, heart, and soul around the scientific theory of evolution and its implications is daunting. While our awe and wonder about the world may deepen in light of evolutionary theory, indeed, evolution does seem miraculous. Our minds may also boggle and buckle when coming to terms with a certain fundamental randomness and unpredictability, a lack of a grand design, a perception that the theory portends a loss of meaning and purpose in our lives, unquote. Yes, you heard that right. The U.S. National Academy of Sciences just printed a book on education stating that thinking evolutionarily means, quote, coming to terms with a certain fundamental randomness and unpredictability, a lack of a grand design, unquote. Rarely is such candidness found in statements from the Darwin lobby's most prestigious supporters. Of course, this contradicts prior statements from the NAS, where it tried to claim that evolution and religion were very close friends. In 1984, the National Academy of Sciences printed a booklet on evolution stating, quote, it is false to think that the theory of evolution represents an irreconcilable conflict between science and religion, unquote. Again, in 1999, the NAS published a booklet preaching that, quote, many scientists are deeply religious, unquote, and, quote, science and religion occupy two separate realms of human experience, unquote. The next and most recent official NAS statement was issued in 2008, when a third booklet emphatically stated that, quote, the evidence for evolution can be fully compatible with religious faith, unquote. It seems that someone at the NAS has gone off message when they admitted that getting one's heart, head, and soul around the scientific theory of evolution and its implications includes fundamental randomness and unpredictability and a lack of a grand design. Expect a new booklet from the NAS to be issued soon, sticking to the party line. I'm Casey Luskin. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.